Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program. It is our Golden Pieces of Advice segment, and the day today is the 22nd of Ramadan 1445. We know there's just a few days left. Let's welcome our honorable guest, Mufti Muhammad Aku Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Saab, Assalamu Alaikum Rahmatullahi Wa Barakatuh.
Wa Alaikum Assalam Rahmatullahi Wa Barakatuh. Jazakumullah Mulana for the opportunity. Allah give us tawfiq.
We have to say Jazakumullah Khairan to you, Mufti Saab, for responding at the 11th hour. Alhamdulillah. We know there's just a few more days left of this beautiful month of Ramadan. Mufti Saab, how can we capitalize on this time?
SubhanAllah, Allah has blessed us with a few more days, and really, this month is such a ni'mah of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to the effect that if my ummah knew the value of Ramadan, they would have wished that the entire year be Ramadan. So this month is actually to connect us to Allah for the entire year. We find the pious predecessors, obviously, who the righteous people would prepare for Ramadan 6 months prior to Ramadan. And for months thereafter, they would actually ask Allah to accept the A'mal of Ramadan. And as Hazrat Mawlana Inamul Hasan Rahmatullah used to say, Jo zindagi guzarega Ramadan ki tarah, maut aayegi Eid ki chand ki tarah. That he who lives his life like Ramadan. And when death comes, it'll be for him so soothing and cooling, like the joy on the arrival or the sighting of the moon of Eid. So what joy that brings to any person, the arrival of one's maut, who pleases Allah, who lives his life left like Ramadan, will bring upon this person. So definitely, as you're saying, Alhamdulillah, we have to capitalize. The pious would say, Akrimu al-dayf al-ajul. Honor and respect and care for that guest that leaves very, very promptly. This month goes very, very quickly. Now, this month is so valuable. The entire year, Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, has hadith, the entire year, Jannah is decorated for the month of Ramadan. Jannah is decorated for the month of Ramadan. And when Ramadan comes in, Jannah says, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu's report. Allahumma ja'allana fi hadha ash-shahr min ibadika sukkana. Allah, O Allah, guarantee the residence of your special servants in me in this month. Guarantee their entry. And the blessed partners of paradise will say, O Allah, wed us with those who will stay away from sin and defiance. Allahumma ja'allana min ibadika fi hadha ash-shahr azwaja. And in this month, when Ramadan comes in, there's a breeze from beneath the arsh of Allah called Muthira that causes the leaves of the trees of paradise to rustle. Such an emanating tone emanates from there. Such a pleasurable tone emanates from there that a person who has never ever heard something so pleasing and something so soothing. So really, this month is so amazing. We have to capitalize. It goes past very quickly. It's not a month to dread, but it's a month to value every second, increase in every deed. This is our season. For every nafil, we get the reward of a fard. For every fard, we get the reward of 70 faraid. And in the last 10 nights, subhanAllah, Allah's beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ahya laylahu, would spend the entire night in ibadah. Wa ayqadha ahlahu, he would awaken his family members. And he would tie his izar. What that means is he would exert himself in these Mubarak times, in these last 10 days. One is Laylatul Qadr. Now, Laylatul Qadr could be in any of the nights. That's why as Muslims, we should aspire and consider every night as so. Yes, according to the inferences of the Qur'an al-Kareem, there is mention of, there is an indication to the 27th night in quite a few indications, like in Surah Al-Qadr, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر، سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. This here is actually the 27th word in this chapter. There's 30 words in this chapter. Here is the 27th. So this is an indication. The other point also here is Laylatul Qadr has 9 letters. And Laylatul Qadr is repeated 3 times in this chapter. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Look how beautiful is the Quran al-Kareem. Ya Allah Ta'ala, in this chapter, Al-Qadr, which comes after the surah called Iqra, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, we revealed it. This pronoun that is referring to something, we revealed it. What did we reveal? That refers to the Quran al-Kareem. Generally, a pronoun has to refer to something mentioned beforehand. You're not talking about anybody and all of a sudden you say, I saw him. How must the addressee know who you're talking about? The pronoun has to refer to someone formally mentioned earlier in your discussion. Otherwise, that means this person is speaking out of context. Here, the Quran al-Kareem is saying, we revealed it. What is it? Anzalnahu. What is being referred to here? This is the beauty of the Quran al-Kareem, that the Quran al-Kareem is already in the hearts of every believer. That's why there's no need for a previous mention of it. It can, discussion of the Quran can come about at any time. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Another beautiful point is indication to the rabt, the link in the two chapters. The previous chapter says iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Now that is concerning the revelation of the Quran al-Kareem, chapter 96. And in sequence of revelation, it is the first chapter. And then towards the end, Allah speaks of how the mushrik Abu Jahl tried to hinder Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his recital and from his prayer. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara kalla la illam yantah lanasfa'an bin nasiyah nasiyatin kadhibatin khati'ah falyad'u nadiyah sanad'u az-zabaniyah kalla la tuti'hu wasjud waqtarib. So what happens here is Allah says, Abu Jahl was threatening our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you stop your prayer here in public, otherwise I will place this boulder on you. And he took an oath in public to do that. And the next day when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued with Allah's works, continued with his salah, with his prayer, and Abu Jahl sees this amazing scene where everyone was shocked at the amazing prayer of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's beloved would stand alone and pray in front of the Kaaba, even in the early Meccan stage. Abu Jahl could not bear it. So Allah says, he's trying to stop my Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى. Right in the beginning, Allah says, in Surah Iqra. It was revealed, not right at the beginning, it was revealed in the early stages, these verses. The first 5 verses were revealed in the first encounter with Jibreel alayhi salam. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يَنْهَى. Did you see the one who tries to stop عَبْدًا إِذَا صَلَّى, a servant of Allah, when he prays, that عَبْدًا. Abadan generally refers to, Tanween refers to someone unknown. But in certain contexts, it refers to someone very great. Abadan idha salla. This great banda of Allah when he prays. Do you see that he, the one who's praying, is on guidance and advocating Allah consciousness, or amara bit taqwa. And tell me about the one who denies and turns away, who's stopping Allah's Nabi sallallahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Does he know not that Allah is watching him, hindering people from Allah's way? Kalla. Subhanallah. Kalla is interesting in the Quran al-Kareem. When Kalla is connected to the previous statement, it's negating something. So he turns away. Never, he should never do so. Kalla. Never. That should not be his attitude, that he turns away from Allah. And the other meaning of kalla, when it's connected to the next statement, kalla, then it means haqqan, la illam yantah. Indeed, if he does not desist and stop his attitude of hindering people from Allah, lanasfa'an bin nasiyah, we will grip him definitely, most definitely will we grip him and seize him by the forelock. And the Quran Kareem describes his forelock. Nasiyatin kadhibatin khati'a. A lying, sinful forelock. Let him call his gang. We will call the angels in charge of hell. Sanad'u al-zabaniyah. Kalla. He can do nothing. Kalla. And also, indeed, la tuti'ahu. Oh, my beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Don't even listen to him. Here, also, it's an indication to those who harm the cause of Allah's deen. That pronoun refers to Abu Jahl and the likes of him. Don't listen to him. So in this context, the pronoun comes to disgrace such a person that he's not even worth being mentioned. See, the context is so important. You continue making sajda and you continue acquiring proximity to Allah. And subhanAllah, what must you read? What must you read? Iqra is the previous chapter. Read. What must you read? The next chapter answers what to read. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Indeed, we revealed it, the Quran Kareem. So read the Quran Kareem. So this chapter is answering what should be read. When humanity harms us, stops us from Allah's deen, continue connecting to Allah and read. What do you read? Read Al Quranul Kareem. One more point before we continue. Allah in the previous chapter refers to Nasiyah, the forelock. The forelock is mentioned here. But it is mentioned with a description. Kadhiba, a lying forelock. Khatiyah, a sinful forelock. A lying, sinful Nasiyah. Now, I would advise one and all to read a book that is readily available. A brief illustrated guide to understanding Islam. Now, obviously, if you see the topic of the book, you won't know what's it about. The first half, or more than half of the book, is quite interesting. It takes all different aspects and mentions ayat of the Quran Kareem, and it analyzes them scientifically in a very simplified manner, but really, really beautiful. Very good for Muslims to read, very importantly. And thereafter, after reading my Muslim brother, my Muslimah sister, you can share the message of this book because it speaks of the miracles of the Quran. What the Quran Kareem says about the human embryo. What the Quran Kareem says about the seven stages the child goes through in the mother's womb. All different chapters. What the Quran Kareem says on the formation of the clouds. What the Quran Kareem says on the depth of the seas. What the Quran Kareem says on the cerebrum. What the Quran Kareem says about the clot. The clot of blood when the human being is at the level of alaqa and so forth, covering different aspects of verses of the Quran Kareem and how perfectly true is the Quran Kareem that even scientists up to today marvel at this phenomena and shock and actually utter, this cannot be the words of a human being. It has to be the words of the Almighty, meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, how would Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam have made such pronouncements 1400 years ago when there was no electricity or technology or machinery and so forth. And thereafter it has confessions of well-known scientists throughout the world and how they had confessed that this has to be from the Almighty. Why I'd like you to read this this book, it shows us the beauty of the Quran Kareem, number one. But you know, alhamdulillah, but we should always be learning more. But through this book, I want you to show your friend, your colleague, your associate, your partner, your tenant, your doctor, your physician, your practitioner, the specialist you go and see, the doctor that did your heart transplant, whoever he may be, whoever that doctor may be, you know the mayor, you know the prime minister, show them this book. It's so beautiful. It connects one to the Quran Kareem and the amazing miracles of the Quran Kareem. Nasiyatin, one of the points there is here, the forelock is described as lying and sinful. Now, obviously, Mufassirin of the past would have described this to be rhetoric, Arabic balagha, wherein you mention a limb, but what you actually mean is the whole body. Like the Quran Karim says, bima qaddamat yadaka, what your hands have put forth. What a person puts forth, but generally a person does with his hands. So the Quran Karim mentions the hands, but refers to the whole body. So that kind of meaning would have been intended as explained by Mufassirin of the past. But today, through this amazing analysis and understanding and study of the forelock of insan, one comes to realize that when the Quran Karim said, a lying, sinful nasiya, the Quran Karim is being explicit, because the forelock of a person is actually responsible for lying, for speaking the truth, and for plotting. So that is the part in the body responsible for these actions. Subhanallah. So the most explicit way of expressing one's lies or plots or conniving nature or planning would be attributing that action to the forelock of insan, and that thereby you would be very and directly explicit. نَاصِيَةٍ كَاذِبَةٍ خَاطِئَةٍ فَلْيَدْعُوا نَادِيَةً. Then what do you read? The Quran Karim says, verses 97, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. We reveal the Quran, read the Quran. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Yeah, interestingly, the Quran Karim would normally say, or in Arabic you could say, because you referred to something already. Indeed, we revealed it, meaning the Quran Karim, that's called a pronoun, referring to something we know what is being spoken about in the night of power. The next statement could have said, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ. What would make you realize and fully fathom what it is? Because we know what is the discussion already. Laylatul Qadr is mentioned already. There was no need to mention Laylatul Qadr the second time. Then subhanAllah, shockingly, in the third verse, Laylatul Qadr comes again. This is such an emphatic repetition of the word Laylatul Qadr in this chapter, wherein in Arabic rhetoric and beauty, you don't repeat a word in three sentences consecutively unless you want to make a point. The Quran Karim is making a point here, because the Quran Karim has no redundancy, has no unnecessary repetition. Every remark, every word, every point, every verse, every aspect of the Quran Karim is replete with wisdom, with full of knowledge, full of wisdom. Sometimes we understand the wisdom behind it. Sometimes we understand it not. But subhanallah, as we delve into the depth of the Quran Karim, subhanallah, then Allah Ta'ala shows us the beauty of His kalam. It is never-ending beauty. دَامَتْ لَدَيْنَا فَفَاقَتْ كُلَّ مُعْجِزَةٍ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ إِذْ جَاءَتْ وَلَمْ تَدُومِ مَوْلَا يَصَلِّ وَسَلِّمْ دَائِمًا أَبَدًا عَلَى حَبِيبِكَ خَيْرِ الْخَلْقِ كُلِّهِمِ. This is such a miracle. And Allama Busiri brings this chapter of the miracles of the Quran after the chapter of the miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, telling us that, as though he's saying that these are all different miracles. Then he says that, let me show you, let me tell you of the greatest miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein every ayah of the Quran Kareem is a miracle. Now the point we were discussing, the repetition of the word Laylatul Qadr, to emphasize to us that this night is glorious, is powerful. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wama adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Ya Allah. Indeed, we revealed it, the Quran Kareem, in the night of Qadr. What will make you fathom and realize the depth, the beauty, the greatness, the grandeur of the night of power? The night of Qadr is better, more meritorious than 1,000 months. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to value these nights and help us search for Laylatul Qadr and help us find Laylatul Qadr. What does Qadr mean? Ya? One is, it refers to Allah's decree. It is the night of taqdeer, first meaning. The other is Qadr refers to Qudra, Allah's Qudra, Allah's greatness, Allah's grandeur, Allah's power is exhibited in this night, Laylatul Qadr. From the word Qudratullah, the power of Allah becomes apparent in this Mubarak night. The third meaning is Qadr means tight. What? Tight. Constrained. Then it refers to, on this night, there's no space whatsoever. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِيرُ Allah extends the risk for whomsoever He wants to. And Allah tightens it from whomsoever He wants to. ويقدر. Allah makes it tight if Allah wants to make it tight. So meaning, Ya Qadr means, what's tight? There's so many billions and trillions of descending malaika that there's no space except that there's malaika there. And the malaika of Allah come down and they enter every home wherein there's a person making ibadah, in salah, in dhikr, in worship, in remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah save us. Certain homes hinder the entry of the malaika of Allah. And on this night, Ya Allah, تنزل الملائكة والروح. The malaika descend in abundance. تنزل الملائكة والروح. صرف ملائكة نہیں. الروح بھی اترتے ہیں. حضرت جبریل بھی آتے ہیں. حضرت جبریل on the one night he comes to us. To Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would descend thousands of times. But otherwise he doesn't come to this earth except on Laylatul Qadr wal-Ruh. Imagine, he comes down and then he sends the malaika to every home. Ya Allah, make it that all our homes receive the malaika of Allah. But those people who hang pictures that hinders the entry of the malaika, Allah save us. Those who have dogs in their homes. Outside is something else, they're keeping it, for example, if it's kept with the correct intention for safety and so forth. Never let it in. And the third is, a person is in janaba from zina. Allah save us. And even if a person is in janaba, one should make ghusl from halal. One should make ghusl immediately. And see, our time has or is elapsing very, very rapidly. Let's search for this night. It's not only the 27th I was going to prove something, but my time has elapsed. This night is most probably on the 27th, but it could be every night or any night, any of these nights. Like Abu Sa'id Khudri's report, Laylatul Qadr that year was the 21st night. It happens 23rd night or 25th night or 27th night or 29th night. But Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahmatullahi alayhi explained something interesting. Allama Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullahi also expresses it in the Fadail al-Amal that some countings of the Arab is counting from the rear. Odd night from the rear. That means it could also fall. But this is a second opinion. But that's why we should search 30th or 28th or 26th or 24th or 22nd. So we should be exerting ourselves in every night. And also, we in itikaf exert ourselves. And others in our offices, wherever in the world, in these days and nights, share the message of Islam with the world because people's hearts are soft. Allah give us tawfiq.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.